Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the podcast! Andy Halliday, Paul Sneed and Big Sam Smith.
Hey! He's a version.
I'm not here to be friends.
I swear to God.
Get your nipples out.
Can I say, chunky dunks, everyone lift your box up.
Fuck it, you're
so we'll reveal it, Sam, which yours first? This is amazing.
Mine doesn't open goal.
Ah, bloody so magic.
It's got a tash on it.
Good, so this is brilliant for him. They've done Andy a belter.
I'm not showing that.
Can I show it? I'll show.
I've got a baldy cookie, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Look at this, fucking Dunham. Beautiful, Si.
Oh, you fucked it, you made an arse out of
it. There you go.
Made an arse out of it.
Look, Si. Like that?
Brilliant.
You're going to wait for a minute. Here. And then it's a lovely touch. Wild thing. Beautiful, oh, yeah. That, innit?
How's that going?
Flying, Si, absolutely flying.
Slow, I don't know, it'll take 3 years to eat.
We're flying.
How many do you sell over the weekend?
None, but that's not the case yet. Si. We've got big meetings this week. Get your orders in now because I'm coming to deliver all this week, so get your orders in now anyway, UK.
Right, I've got
how
many
orders in drive? I've got a Wildfin producer driver for me.
Really?
Aye, so they've got to drive us everywhere.
I've got a wee one star, that's my usual.
Brilliant. Chunky Dunks, get on at the new.
I'll tell you what.
They're brilliant, man.
Big man, I can eat that for the weekend.
Doing it Old Trafford, mate. Gassim, you're a what a player.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Do you know when you think somebody's a good player until you see them live, mate?
I fucking strolled it, man. I said that I probably would admit I never realised how good he was.
I was saying, I thought he was a dog.
Because you don't actually watch him every week, do you?
What's he good at?
Brilliant now.
Mate, see even like wee things about where he puts his body when the ball's coming at him and just wee things like that. Mm. Do you know who was fucking dog shit? Bruno Fernandes, mate.
Was it? How many times did he get the ball, eh?
Didn't they keep it once? Did not keep it once, and a money wee bastard.
His attitude stinks.
Would you take him at Brimhill?
100%.
Would you?
I hope he'll give you the ball away, mate.
I'm going to catch him.
But mate, nightmare, coming back, Jude, down the motorway. Packet, he's a dustbin, Jude, mate. He never stops eating fucking sweets, Doritos. He'd had a free courser at breakfast, because it was free, fucking taking the piss. Down the motorway, he's like, I'm going to be sick at the back of my... 90 mile an hour, mate. Windy down, bleh, all in my motor.
Oh, no.
So if I had to stop... At his next services, he's fucking in tears. Frankie's pissing himself laughing. So I'm stopping, desperate to get up the road, fucking cleaning my motor on the side of services. Frankie can't stop laughing. I'm like, you want anything? So he's like to me, get me a bottle of Ribena, Frankie. I was like, anything to the toilet? Nah, bottle of Ribena. So he's, I've cleaned up, mate. About an hour it took us to clean my full motor, him, changed him, everything, stinking. 5 minutes down the motor, when driving, Frankie's in the front seat. He's like that. And I'm like, please tell me you don't need a piss. And he's like, I'm busting. I was like, we just stopped 5 minutes ago. The next services comes up 22 mile. He's like, I can't hold it in. Trouser's done, mate. He had that Ribena, so it wasn't finished. He's like, I'm going to need a piss in a bottle. But you had a full Ribena, mate, so he's down the Ribena. Then he's pissing in the bottle, mate. I'm driving again, fucking. And I'm looking at him, and you know when you can tell, That's some piss he's got here. This bottle's not going to keep it. Mate, I'm talking that for the fucking top of the Ribena bottle. Fucking thing is it.
What did you do with the bottle?
I stretched it, man, up, man.
What did you do with the bottle after it?
I made him get it.
You made Sam Smith for that music video.
He texts me saying, can you keep that bottle of fish?
What about you? It's a good weekend.
Quiet side, just obviously business mind, always, and it always fit with business.
Came you watched the film yesterday?
Aye, I watched the celebrity.
Who you watch with?
Family, just family, aye. Just the family, aye.
Superb. I went down to watch Kilwinning Rangers versus Hurlford.
No, how was it?
Shite.
Was it, mate?
Oh, it was tough. 2-2. Just two teams kicking the ball apart constantly. Some tough don't tackles, by the way, in that division.
Is it?
Fucking hell, he's gone through today,
isn't he? Isn't it?
Is that not Davos
League, guy?
Davos League,
mate. If you had to come in and 2-2 was decent because they got a man sent off, it was for horrendous tackle, scissor kick. Hurlford probably should have had a man sent off.
Hurlford,
but yeah. It was a...
I thought you'd been shopping for a new hoodie.
No. Please, we've got to remember, when I get dressed in the morning, I get dressed in the dark. Whatever's sitting
it's
ready
it's
to go.
It's brown.
Is that going brown?
It's going brown. It's brown. I'm going to be back on this one, probably.
But, see, oh, no.
Who? Did you beat me at?
I think you beat
3-2. He'd have went
mental then. Auchinleck Talbot can see a chance here.
No, it's beef. Beef or...
What's your point?
Beef beat. Paul,
you said it. Dav
got a game in hand. Dav got a hit.
Is beef top now?
Beef or top.
Tell you what, the boy Pollock's no good. The runner results that they're after either.
Somebody's desperate for the Pollock job.
No, I'm just saying.
He's fucking sniffing about that. You've been seeing it, Paul, haven't you?
Talking to new managers, mate. Best interview of all time, Duncan Ferguson.
Oh, the best. The best ever.
Big Duncan.
The guy's going on about like global what this and that, and the reporter goes, and do you know much about? And he went, aye, well, we're kidding that like the world's heating up, innit? The world's not a hoose dunk, fuck's sake, man.
Let's get the world one of these. I'm face for the world.
That North Face badge used to be like.
He's got tapping
on the veggie burger. The veggie burger, wasn't it?
I'll have a bat later on.
It was when the wee chairman was passing it with a nail polish on, passing Big Duck the veggie burger. On? You can tell Big Duck just wanted to fucking scalp him, man.
What a guy.
They don't have a vegan burger for him to try.
Everything's
vegan.
See, like a pre-match food at 10, that everything's vegan.
Did you watch Martindale, the Jimmy Beller challenge by Martindale?
No, was good.
Brilliant. Wee Broussard was brilliant.
That's what Jim should be doing.
We're going up to interview Davy on Friday, do you know?
I don't know, I don't know.
I'll let you know.
Did you see Davy in the paper today? See his interview today, no?
What's he saying today?
He says points by pound, Livy have won the league for the last 3 years or something.
Amazing.
You
get fuck off for that for Davy there.
What have you got to show for the mantelpiece,
Davey? When my man Dean comment to him.
What's he got, a pound note?
We'll get him a wee
frame?
Trombe for Friday with tears running under it.
Oh, you'll delete that.
Come on!
Mate, I'm going to go early on Friday.
How are you getting up, mate? Dinner drive?
Nicky.
Devlin, right?
Don't say I don't drive, I mean telling people I day drive.
Get out of that cup, you.
Do you know, we're not going to go into detail, but you got somebody to drop him off at a flat that he pretended was his and stood outside the door for 10 minutes.
I held. Couldn't they get in the close?
The person's lactose, I'm choking for a pish. And I'm like, fuck, you got McDonald's just round the corner. Oh, boy.
And
anything
else I want to speak to you about the documentary, Brock Watson.
What a boy.
He's been getting slaughtered in the cut. You'll not give a fuck, but what a hero, man.
No, what a boy, what a character.
He has got one of the worst Edinburgh accents, sir.
That's strong.
Well,
what was it? What was the word they kept
saying? The wee popcorn fairly.
Aye, fairly, that was it.
No, it was Beamsy that done me, mate.
Beamsy, hit a Beamsy. Come broke.
But that's not the most embarrassing thing that's happened at Open Goal Brimhill this week. Del Hyle's been put on his arse again for Jacob Glass.
What, too?
Did you not hear about the Rhino, mate?
No.
The Rhino last week, playing five-a-size, mate, the Rhino puts him on his arse twice. But a body, and Del shouting for a foul, so we're on fucking hysterics. He's raging, mate. He's cracked, so he's trying to get the Rhino, and the Rhino's done him again, mate. Flattened him again. So Thursday, Jacob, the ball comes up. And I don't know if Del's kind of lost his foot in a wee bit, but Jacob nudges him, mate, and Del goes out. And he stopped training me like, nah, boys, you need to leave him alone. The punchback needs to be left
alone.
And he's like, at the gym, Lowe was the ref. He's like, you're going to get somebody fucking injured, mate. And he runs about, the ball bounces to Pat. Pat, young Pat, bounce, Del goes, fuck you, man. He passed on the desk.
He's got it.
Oh, mate, then we were on the group chat. He's taking it personal. He'll be sitting watching this right now as well.
Ah, what a guy.
Stuff like that always happens though. See, if you start getting on somebody in training and it doesn't get clapped on, there's a tackle coming for the next
But have you heard it where it's a coach that gets it for? I've never really seen that, a coach getting it.
Nah.
No, but he's dealing with a coach. He's like, he's a player coach, isn't he? Still playing.
I bet that would, if you trained, would they do that at you?
No chance.
No.
No way.
Because Dale goes to the gym every day and that, mate, and he gets his body.
He shows
before
training, he shows it.
And then the boys have just absolutely battered him, man.
Right, no, but
he's in a low place right now, isn't he?
What a game. You just won 9-0, didn't you? On Friday?
Total football.
Well done, mate.
Aye. No, wasn't he? At all. First 45 minutes, probably the worst we've played this season.
Was it, mate?
Aye.
Even that'll do it off time.
But second half, really good. Like, a lot better. Might have something lined up for us next week.
What?
Guess who's up the road this weekend?
Cal.
Please.
And Izzy's up till Tuesday.
We've
got one next Monday, haven't we?
Mate,
by the way, I seen a compilation of Cal playing centre midfield. Did you see it from Bristol City last week? Very good.
Is that where they're playing?
He will be showing that to everyone. You're definitely going to see it.
Let's get on your own, mate. When I watched him at Luton, I thought he was hide and seek champion of the world. I thought it was a big game of hide and seek, mate.
It couldn't be the game he scored the last minute.
That was that game.
Was it? I told you to text me after that, didn't he?
What did he say?
So now he chops it, and when he chops it, the boy slides. So I texted saying, buzzing, mate, good goal in the last minute. I texted back saying, I think the boy was called Lerma. He's at, be careful when you're driving, mate. Lerma's still sliding to the end, mate.
But you know, really come on.
Aye, definitely.
And then before we go, before we get on to the football, big round of applause for the Kendorrick team. Freedom invited at Queen's Park, your boy, one of them.
Aye.
Did they?
Aye.
What a coach, Kevin.
No.
What do you mean, no? That's what it's about.
No, I'll just say, yeah, mate. I'm not one of these dads that's going to start posting the Twitter profiles about my kid being at a football club every night, because when they're 8, 9, 10 years old.
They'll be at least very soon, won't it?
Aye.
No, I'm kidding.
No, they will be.
No.
The two goalies are in, but that's understandable. Danny's obviously a goalie. The two of them are fearless. Danny's good with the ball at his feet. Carter, his dad's been working with him for a number of years at goals. And then Levi.
Off.
Surprised nobody else has took him. He just kind of understands the game. But like Si said,
he's a winner,
isn't he? He is, aye. Better looking than Lennon. But nah, they won a good win Saturday.
Snitched, didn't he?
Beat Kilty Hearts Saturday.
Jude said.
Beat Kilty Hearts 3-1.
How was he? Because he always lies to
me. He was shite.
Was he?
He was.
At defence?
Aye.
He said he was really good. Talks rubbish.
He was. Nah, he wasn't shite. Steve, I didn't watch the game. I was taking the other team. But Stephen said that he was. He put everything into the midweek game and he thought it'd be a bit easier.
Can I play two games a week? He's like, can I play two games a week?
What I'm saying is, he got a wee bit. He got praised for Wednesday, so he probably was a wee bit overconfident for Saturday, so we'll bring him back down to earth tonight at training.
He's like that, mate. He's like that. Right, Grosvenor Sport.
What a team.
Who's taking it?
It's got to be you. You're the Grosvenor man, aren't you?
I watched the Cooper Show back on Thursday. What a waste of time I was on it.
Were you a bit?
Flat as shite.
Flat as shite.
Just completely flat in the energy at all.
Why do you think that was?
I don't know what. The Coupe Show's great with Derek, but.
Hey, you're debt free, man.
I think I'm struggling at the moment, aren't I?
I've got a lot of things on the board.
Talk about me then.
Let's talk about you in the Football Monitoring Board.
Is it one of my things? One of my show?
Have you heard about the Football Monitoring Board that I'm going?
Aye, Dale and.
Floydy and Gordon Smith.
Aye.
They're talking about them.
How did Gordon Smith.
They're monitoring your performances, that's all I say.
How did Gordon Smith make money? Did he get back to you?
He's too busy walking in the streets of West End.
He's got a walk.
He's a big walk.
Obviously, listen, Grosvenor Sport, they've been amazing, Kev. Do you think it is the best sponsor I've ever had?
Well, in terms of some of the ones we have had, I would say they're right.
Well, odds are right always, it's double the odds for new signups with your first £10 bet. Sign up at gsport.com/open. Go!
The Football Monitoring Board thought you could have been a wee bit more enthusiastic than that.
I think I'm on my way.
You're
busy, boy.
You're cleaning that swimming pool in that hotel. You
things on your mind, didn't you?
Doing it 6 in the morning with a mask on in a big suit. Fucking brutal days, man.
Alan Burrow's suit, weren't it, you used to wear?
Man, even on half hour in the morning, I used to go away doing. Big mask on.
I need a query. I want somebody for the hotel of proof that you turned up for half five. You can't get up at 10 o'clock for him to pick you up for a podcast. How are you getting up at half five?
I know, that's a good shout. I'll get somebody to tell that, but because I used to have to go into the pool. Dive into the pool, get the bottle, put salts in it, test the water, and then go down to the chamber. No chamber, whatever.
Is that Gordon Smith's chamber?
you did say though, when you were a player, like you'd be at the training ground every
first
day.
First in, last out. There's a difference, isn't it?
Worked for you, worked
well. Well, so I'm going to go into it because I'm really annoyed, and you called it spot on with Jim Goodwin. We're going to go into it, right? You called it spot on about after the Davos game, they've come out and said, we're going to win their game. That for me, that was awful. You either then you said we're going to commit with him, or we'll let him go.
I don't think that's ever that something like that's ever happened in a team of one.
No, and
see, when you know your manager, if he gets beat on a Saturday or he's away,
you're beat before the game's kicked.
100%.
I felt a wee bit sorry for him Saturday. I think the performance isn't good enough. But
Jake, clubs try and do that as if to show that like, it's no a.
The pandering to like fans, mate, and again, I'm not being horrible.
We've lost the double, right?
It's a deflection tactic because what it does is by coming out and saying what they say, they think it's taking the pressure off of them, but it's just made them look even more stupid. The chairman shouldn't have said a word. And
what is he doing in interviews after the game?
I know. If Jim Goodman had still been, if he'd have still been in the dugout on Saturday, if the board hadn't have said anything, the fans would still have been annoyed, but it might have gave Jim Goodman a bit more of a chance maybe to try and get a result. But whereas, the way I look at it is, they basically just hung them out to dry and the players are down tools because that performance on Saturday was none short of a business.
Well, listen, it's never going to be a case that every single one of the Aberdeen players liked Jim Goodwin.
Oh, aye.
But if they're not sure whether he's keeping the job or not, they're still giving their absolute all.
Aye,
and there's boys in there that are maybe not, are desperate to get Jim out or not being played.
Aye,
not happy.
They know.
They know that if he get beat here, he's out.
See, on that, like that situation where Jim knows like I've got one game to go, right? So he's thinking, I'll play the tried and tested that's got me in this position, right? Whether it's his tactics or his way he sets up, why did Jim not just go and play 11 kids and just say, fucking go out there and give me what you've got?
He still wants to stay in a job though, doesn't he?
No, I know, but the guys that are trying to keep him in a job, we're never going to keep him in a job anyway. They've down tools for whatever reason. But then you've got to look at, is he a likeable manager? Is he, well, like, I think Jim Goodman's a sound enough guy. Whatever reasons he just could not get, the World Cup's fucking killed him.
No, I'm not saying that's the reason for Hibs' approach, but Hibs brought on two teenagers, didn't they?
Well, they had five.
Gary O'Connor's boy.
They had five youth players in the squad of 16 Saturday. Yeah. I think it was five.
That was in the back of the performance.
Have you ever heard that? Where he's been told basically if the manager doesn't win Saturday, is it?
We did with Jim. I said that in the coaching show with Jim Gannon.
And beat?
Maybe, you knew?
It's more a sense, innit?
You don't go there and go, we're going to get beat. It's a sense, you're right. You don't go there and think, right, we know you got, we're not going to try today, but it's just that feel about the place, you know, he's gone if we get beat here. And it's the chairman that's getting to me. I know.
He looks like Gary Mackay Stevens' dad, doesn't he?
He does look like that. And I come across as a joke figure, didn't I? On here. People don't really take me serious, but I want this point here to be taken serious. I'm sick to death of that guy. He's got away with far too much. He came out after that game, his big statement he came out with, Si, which was bollocks. And then after the game, he's speaking after that game v Hibs as well. Coming as if, what's he
doing? Jim Goodman struggling on the pitch.
I don't think Jim wanted to speak, did he?
No, but Jim's actually walking off the pitch and he's doing an interview. Mm-hmm. Like, can you not have done that? Like, Jim Goodman's basically just come in and said, oh, cheers, Jim, you're sacked. Apparently, he'd left the stadium, left the.
I never met him in the dressing room, did he?
Just went straight down to the thing and been said, there you go.
I'm going to actually ask him, and all joking aside, I'm going to ask him when this comes out, I want him to call me or call the show.
Hey, Jim Goodman?
No, the chairman.
Right.
I want to call, so it'll be the Coopman show on Thursday's the next opportunity. I want on Thursday, sit in your office at whatever time you're doing it at, and I want to call you.
And who's, and you and him?
Well, I'll usually be sitting
No, I'm not involved in this.
But all I'm saying is I'll go away and I'll do my research for him. So when he phones in on Thursday, it'll be live on the show, but...
It's a clever guy, mate.
That's what I'm saying. So if you start to see me flutter a wee bit, I'll just tell Derek and Faddy to step in. That's why I want people surrounding me.
We heard it at Swindon, mate. Remember Paul Hart?
Aye.
We've basically been told if he's get beat Saturday, you'd be relegated, but then also Paul Hart would get sacked. So he never came on the bus. We went up to Sheffield, we're like, where's the manager? He was obviously fuming that this news had came out. Again, get to the game. I'm talking half one, mate, near sign of the gaffer, sitting in the changing room. Comes in at about 2:10. Gives a team talk, and we go out and get beat 4-1, I think it was. And after the game, I'd never seen anything like it. So he knew that obviously we were relegated and he was getting sacked. So he had his track, he always wore a suit. But he put a trackie on before the game. So he comes in after the game, we're all sitting. Starts taking his trackie off while he's talking. He went through his full career. Started off as a boy at got into the first team at Nottingham Forest, played against guys like George Best. Mate, before you know it, mate, he's standing in his pants, telling us that he used to elbow the back of George Best's head when he was a centre half. And George Best was a centre forward. And we are sitting in his fucking caning big Scotty Cuthbert for being a soft centre back. I've done this, I've done that, mate. Standing in his pants and we're like, what the fuck is happening here, man? The most surreal experience of my life, mate.
When I was at Rangers, Mark Warburton got sacked on Sky Sports News.
So he did that when he was kind of with Forest, linked to Forest?
Aye. I remember like the players group chat at the time like that, just been reported on Sky Sports News, Gaffer's got sacked.
Did you not have an idea in it at all?
No, but I think, was there no something like, people were coming out saying rumours like, oh, he was trying to get a move elsewhere, he was talking to clubs and all that, which as players, you don't obviously have a clue what's going on or hear anything like that. So that, I remember thinking that was fucking weird. It is though, isn't it? Like, you're just watching Sky Sports News, it just flashes up to your mind.
That was 100% Murray at Graston, wasn't it? Murray heard something, he's obviously a buyer, but I've just heard him try it.
Do you ever think when you know your manager's getting the sack, there's nothing you can, like, no matter what you want, like, there's managers you've liked, and you don't want to see them get the sack, and you're sitting there thinking, right, come on, boys.
You end up trying too hard.
You end up fucking trying too hard. It has a reverse effect. Like when Mick was new, he was getting the sack. The boys were fucking gutty when he got the sack. Peter Reid got the sack. That was a real shock. And then Howard Wilson got sacked. He was fucking, I think we were glad of him getting the sack. And then at Coventry, I saw Adams get the sack. Mickey Adams, Ian Dabby get the sack. Fucking got Jim Jeffries the sack. I got everything the sack.
You felt Peter Reid's sack as well?
No, that was his lugs.
He cupped his sack, did you know?
Do you know, I've said this before, I've said it many times, when Mowbray gets sacked, Lennon done one of the greatest speeches ever in the canteen. I've told that before, haven't I?
No,
he was captain?
No, he took over as the manager, and he brought everybody into the canteen, and it was one of the greatest speeches in history. He just said to, the top players, and you remember who was there, Robbie Keane and all that, don't think you're anywhere bigger than this club. You'll be out in a second if you perform the way you've been performing. It was brilliant, mate.
Good. What do you think the key factors? What do you think the key factors are? Because obviously they were third before the World Cup.
That's crazy. I think the defensive.
What have they got? Where have they got?
Do you only think about it? Defensively poor. But see when you think about when they come back, the first couple of games were the three tough games. I think Celtic and Rangers lost a goal to Celtic in the 90th minute or 88th minute to lose.
The McGregor, that's right.
That's right. And then they were 2-1 up against Rangers in 92nd minute.
95th,
97. I'd be 92nd to equalise. I think Rangers in 95th. But so you think about that, if those two results go the other way, or if he hangs on, and then ever since then, it's just been an absolute free fall.
And I think it's like, with stuff like that, so I look at like Dundee United when they get beat 9-0 off of Celtic, and then that Aberdeen, the two Aberdeen games you're talking about, like, I think that mentally scars teams, you know what I mean?
Yep.
If you get beat standard, maybe a 2-0, 2-1 or something like that, but to be 2-1 up in the 95th minute, two goals with 3 minutes of injury time, there's probably a case, and it's just speculation, but have they recovered for that? No, because what, they won 1-10 or something like that?
Do you think it's easy to say now? Do you think it's it shouldn't have done what he done with, like, your Scott Browns, your anti-concert?
Well, no, because it worked. They were up to third, weren't they?
But do you think the boy Stewart's a captain? He made him his captain, didn't
he? No, was he not the Wickham captain, though, in the Championship in England? So you can't tell me he's no. Mm-hmm. I've seen quite a lot of criticism for Stewart, but I think they've been a better team than Stewart.
No, much better.
I've said that, and I'll stand by it. Aberdeen have improved on last year, definitely. Yeah. But playing them last year, I thought they were a lot worse than what they've been in the two games we've played them this year. And you were there, or one of you, was it you that watched it? We beat them 5-0, it wasn't a 5-0
game. I watched that.
But defensively, their record's not been good enough, and I think that's that and their away record, because they're away. I think they've won one game away from home all season.
I wouldn't say they were bad as a defensive unit, but every time I see an Aberdeen goal going against them, it's an individual, isn't it?
Aye.
Even the Rangers one, is it comes over the fullback, heads it right back into the area.
Just poor decision making. You think of Andy talking about the 5-0, you think about that, like, our first 15 minutes, there was nothing in the game. And then Hearts get a long throw in, just chuck a long ball out the box and Aberdeen kind of defend it and they get a goal. And you're thinking, that's like schoolboy stuff. That's really a schoolboy stuff. But I don't know, I just always think that we're at the 20, well, at the end of the month, nearly into February, Jim Goodwin must have known that defensively they weren't very good. Why have you not done enough research in December? Is it because the World Cup and they thought they would come back and they had enough? Can you know how you reinforce? I don't know. Obviously December, the World Cup finished, so they start, when did the league start? About the 15th, 16th again of December?
So it was a bit after that, but
bring a couple of players in at the beginning. He got the sack on Saturday and they brought in a loan signing yesterday.
From Watford.
To Watford. Yeah.
Scales doesn't look like a centre-half. Scales, decent performance.
Scales,
left back now,
Scales left-back's fine. When he played with Celtic, he was decent at left-back. Every time he came in, but centre-half at Aberdeen, he's really struggling.
Yeah,
I think he's lacked. Listen, you don't want to see anyone get the sack, and I would never comment saying that people should be sacked, but, I mean, 5-0 at Hearts, 1-0 Davos, 6-0 Hibs, your last three results. Regardless of the chairman doing a statement, there's a good chance that...
No, he had to go. His time is up, wasn't it?
Well, will be a main point. I'm intrigued to hear this. What you
I don't want to, I'll be honest, I don't want to give too much away to give him ammo.
Ammo, right?
Because he could then catch me on Thursday. So what I'm going to do tonight is, I'll maybe commit to yours and we can do it together.
You still no, I would like
you to. You putting yourself out there still.
See, we need to do your research. See, what you should find, what you should look into is Aberdeen fans under Derek McInnes had enough, right? Sick of what he was doing, bored of the football, blah, blah, blah. What a change. They got changed, Stephen Glass. Didn't they work out? They got changed again, Jim Goodwin. Didn't they work out? If we go and start divvying up how much money they paid off Derek McInnes when they sacked him, to get in Stephen Glass, paid him up to sack him, Jim Goodwin the same, plus the investment to put in. Why could they not just have gave that investment to Derek McInnes and let him go exactly. and get?
I think the budget would have been bigger now than what Dell would have had.
Aye, so
money he made
I look at it and think sometimes but did Derek McInnes have the finances that? Because I don't think McCormack was there through the whole come to the end of Derek McInnes's tenure.
I think he just got appointed, didn't
he? Aye, so had they just kept him and maybe said right here we're going to put a bit of investment in where there's now. They're looking to balance the books because the signings are Scott McKenna, Scott McKenna. Who else did they sell? Well, they got an extra. Who?
Hedges.
They got somebody else because they got an extra.
Ramsey.
They got money from McKenna when he got promoted with Nottingham Forest. So you're thinking, looking at all that money, like, they've probably lost it big time. Mm-hmm. And like, they're sitting seventh, won 30 points. They're only a couple of wins and are back in like to fourth or fifth. So it's not as if I'm it's just it's just, but it's that there Saturday's horrendous.
Sorry mate,
do you think he'll take my offer up? Chairman, come on the phone.
I think you're hoping that he's not going to take it up.
I'm praying he doesn't listen to the show. Do you know when I put him as a bit?
Are you going to
as a black belt.
Are you going to
big dude, Cormac's a black belt jiu-jitsu I've heard.
I see you choke me
I've always been an
Aberdeen supporter. Are you going to ask this to be taken up? Just tell us now.
I am. Got a message late at night. I always leave it at the last minute. But do you know what? And by the way, do you know what I want? And I'll say as well, if he feels more comfortable, why didn't
he want to show? Again, in terms of he's obviously backed managers, isn't he? Because it's been a fortune.
Oh, aye,
so what is it you're thinking? Is it his decisions in terms of the managers that he's appointed?
Well, I mean, I don't think the chairman is can be blamed. How can the chairman be blamed?
Well, I'm not going to give too much away, but I listened to an interview done on the radio. He came on and it was arguing with Kenny McIntyre.
I was under Stephen Glass, wasn't it?
And he said about Stephen Glass and he said we'll appoint him because we want this whole new style and we want to bring all these players through and we want the youth to be playing a certain way. And then you get rid of Glass and you bring in Jim Goodwin who wasn't known for playing. So that will be the sort of mainstay of the argument. And if he feels more comfortable, because I know he might not be all the best in the phone, come on the show. There you go. Sat beside me on the show.
I think the chairman's getting a bit of grief because of his
statements he makes after his
you can come in with me because I can feel your.
I like him. He's really good. He's done well.
I think he's. I think from his interview Saturday, he's definitely passionate about his club. He's supported him 60 years.
He's been. I know, but he's in America. I'm sure for 50 years. So isn't that supportive?
I know, but.
So you can ask me. You can. We'll see.
You can. He's obviously got plenty of wealth. He's clever because he's made that wealth and he's come back to try and help the club that he loves, and obviously he's made a couple of mistakes, but the next appointment's key.
Right, so who should they go for?
Kevin Thomas, I think, for me.
Robbo.
It's got to be Tomo.
Barry Robson.
I think Tomo.
What a guy. Did you played Robbo, didn't you?
Do you think Tomo landed?
His face is so tight, Robbo.
Brilliant.
I would get you Lennon.
Would you?
He's a favourite, I'm sure.
I would get you Lennon.
But how's that going to work, Lennon and Dave Cormack?
But I just think, well, that's what Aberdeen need. They need a guy that's going to know, listen to him.
To him,
whether that works or no, then. But
are they going to get a guy a free run at it?
Is he still managing the Cypriot team?
No,
he's away. Oh, but I think he's is he still over there just now?
Not sure.
Well, you meant the
I don't think, listen, and it's not to say he's not a good manager because his record speaks for itself, but I don't think Aberdeen fans would be happy if they
were
going
to
win. I'd be the same thing as you, Andy.
The full Celtic hip stuff and managing Scotland, is that the sort of route they want to go down? I don't think that will.
Well, seeing Chris Wilder was linked this morning.
I mean, bit of disappointment, though.
I think so.
I'd be a crack.
I think he's got a good experience. He's managed at a right good level.
I like listening to Wilder, I know.
So they are. I remember the
thing is, there's a lot.
Remember they played Liverpool, Sheffield United.
Yeah.
He says people talk about their quality and that. Watching they run more than anybody else, they tackle more than anybody else.
Aye. There's a lot of obviously very good managers out there available. It's a case of what Aberdeen's vision and future is, and define somebody that fits that bill and just go with it and stick with it. What's going to be successful now for Aberdeen for now at the end of the season?
Top six.
Try and push for like fourth place.
That's still firmly in their sights. Oh,
of course it is.
Is he quite? He's in with people, McCormack.
Well, for one, it's Cormack, mate.
Cormack.
Tomboy just skimmed and.
Is he? Is he
McCormack or Cormack?
Is he in with people?
Aye. He's worrying, man.
Is it difficult for whoever comes in because the transfer window's closed?
So again, so
but the squad's good though. Good,
isn't it? I know, but what, the field is in defence, obviously.
He's a centre half.
Well, they've just got, like you said, they just got a boy on loan.
Aye, looks like a young guy.
Aye.
But when you think of their personnel, oh, the back four, decent. Coulson's decent. Aye. Johnny Hayes is decent. Can play there. Scales has obviously got a good
player. McCrory got player of the year.
Just Kelvin Stewart playing the championship last year.
And the goalie's very good for me.
And the goalie's good.
I think Stewart's only centre half.
They've been playing Joe Lewis.
He's at half.
Scales and McCrory's a centre half.
There's only got one centre half at the club that plays.
Is he?
Do you know what I mean? Because Victorian skills to me are the centre halves.
I would like, if I was playing, I like Ross McCrory, but for me, I always think he's like a sitting midfielder, somebody who can protect the back four, stop things from happening, give it simple. I think that's where you get the best out of Ross McCrory.
I think his man scored for one of the corners, didn't he? Johan, for the corner.
Aye. Mate,
the standard of goals you conceded.
Four set pieces.
What the goalkeeper was poor as well. That guy's header for the edge of the box.
Aye, wide free kick, two corners penalty. Yeah.
Too easy.
Guy's got a header for 18 yards. I know.
It's a great corner. That
too easy.
You can see what they've done in it too, and there's only Shinny, and he's creeped around the back of Shinny. Quite clever.
I think the keeper's got you need to be questioning if you're scoring a header for there for the goalkeeper.
But it was some header to be fair.
That was a good header, mate.
Yeah, can you see Jim Goodwin getting back in? I think he will get back in.
Aye, I think he will.
Definitely.
I think he's done enough in terms of Alloa, St Mirren, obviously Aberdeen. He got to Aberdeen because he's successful before. This is just his first blip in the road. And you look at it and think, circumstances might have been different. There might not have been a blip. But he'll definitely get back in.
I can see if a Ross back. County, Kelly, Dundee come up, I think Jim Goodwin would
definitely.
Would you like take, if you were Jim Goodwin, would you take a break for the game?
Nah, why? I think it
always just depends what opportunity comes up. Is the opportunity suit? I don't think there's any teams to know. Obviously, it's right now, but I don't think there's any team with a manager to know. But there's obviously always managers under pressure up and down the country, and he'll definitely be in the running.
I remember listening
to him and Tomo when
they were in the league. That's what I was just going to say. Tomo's nearly been out of football a year, mate. He won a league.
I was listening to Eddie Howe. He said it was the best thing he'd done after Bournemouth. Take a bit of time.
But his stock was massive, though, mate, with the job he done at Bournemouth. He took it to the League Two, the Premier League, so he might be
still out playing or that.
It's funny, obviously, I went down to Cullen on Saturday to watch that game and obviously, like, just to see what it was
Jim
like.
Goodwin
was in there. No, he wasn't. Jim was on his way down after the game, but. It's so important. I mean, if there is an opportunity to become a manager and you fancy that role, is it going to be the right fit for you? What can you do? That's what I mean. But I'm looking at that on Saturday, looking at Cowan and thinking, seeing that the boy, I don't know what the boy's name was, got sacked. And somebody said the Cowan job's available. So I thought, I'll get a mate doing and watch it with him. And you're sitting there like, watching the game and you see things, you think, like, okay, why, like, I could do this. I wrote down before, where are Cowan in the league? What's going to be successful this year for them from now to end the season? What could I do with them next year? So how do you have this plan to think about and then obviously watch them and think, like, what players do they got? What can you work with? What's their budgets? And I don't know what their budgets are, but it's a big thing, isn't it? When you think about it, when, like, obviously when you took on Broomhill as a bare canvas, you're like, right, okay, I've got, you could bring in 20 boys and make this work. Whereas they've already got a squad. Yeah. I would need to bring in a couple that I would think would make them better, but...
I've had
meetings with everybody. I had a meeting last week.
Think you're ready for it?
Oh, definitely. Aye. I think it's got to believe in yourself. And I do like working with the kids. I spoke to somebody last week in Rangers. He's just took another job. He's actually took a job number two to Stephen Glass in America.
Oh, is he right?
Aye. Mark Spalding, I think he was the head of youth.
Yeah.
So I was speaking to him and he was obviously trying to tell me about what badges to go in the kids. So I've got one of them to start the night. Kids
Rusty
coaching.
Sheriff badge, you said. Uh-huh.
So, but the thing is, like, opportunities don't come along very often. So when you're you've got to just take whatever you can sometimes, get a foot in the door and see what happens.
Any other names? Scott Brown's been mentioned.
Jack Ross?
Oh.
Has he done?
Well, Jack Ross gets an Aberdeen job after the United one,
Scott Brown, how's he doing down there?
I think he's doing alright. I don't think their budget's massive for in terms of league. I think
Scott Brown would come back.
Do you think so?
Aye.
The Scottish game.
Massive
appointment, that, wouldn't it? Be like a big...
That'd be a good appointment.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
But do you know think they need maybe somebody a wee bit more experienced, Aberdeen, at
Scott
this
Brown's stage? Not done enough. And then, any management to get the Aberdeen job, you would say?
Well, I would just more look at the fact that he was in Stephen Glass's backroom staff. Yeah. Right. Do you know what I mean? And then if he's then got the sack...
Yep.
For them to go away, get a job, then come straight back. I don't know.
I always think you should get Aberdeen, Hearts, Hibs,
on the back of doing a great job somewhere else. He's been awarded for
this. There's nothing to say that Barry Robson doesn't go in, turn the result.
He could be very good, mate.
Aye. He could easily get the job.
What about,
see the guy he's brought in, Stephen Agnew? I was with him at Middlesbrough. He's very good.
Is he bald, isn't
he? He's my resi coach. He's a reserves coach at Middlesbrough. Really good.
He's been assistant manager under...
Sheffield Wednesday.
Newcastle's assistant manager. But he went through the ranks at Middlesbrough. He was obviously youth coach, reserve coach. Then he went in with, was it Karanka maybe? Was a part of the coaching staff. And then he went, I think, to Hull was an assistant manager, Newcastle's assistant manager. So maybe with Brucey, actually.
That looks
so
like
he's starting reducing fartiles up now, buddy.
See on obviously the Steve Agnew coming in. That must look like they're
Steve
giving.
Who, sorry?
Steve Agnew.
Steve Agnew?
Aye, Steve Agnew.
Love it.
Look French, innit?
That was like a wee bit French.
Steve Agnew.
Agnew.
Steve Agnew.
You've been up our classes.
Oh, you're brilliant, mate.
Agnew.
Every time I look at him, he's like the fucking skinny Marv out of fucking Home Alone, isn't he? Wee Danny DeVito there. Right, anyway.
Agnew.
By bringing him in, it must look like they're getting Barry Robson the job during the season.
Yeah, you just said he's
good.
I think Barry Robson would be good, mate.
Yeah,
I do.
He's a good.
I think Barry Robson, it looks like Barry Robson's getting that job done this evening if he's bringing in Steve Agnew.
Well done, wee man.
Oh, well done.
You're all proud of you, wee man. Signing for Newcastle, and you're still coming on the podcast.
What's Harlan does the TV sports personality? Well Claire done, Balden. Wee man. Wee Claire Balden.
I'm not joking. See when
that's not a bad shout.
See when the radio and they're saying how his deal wasn't going to happen to Newcastle, I was buzzing because I knew if he signed, you were going to say that.
That's actually not a bad shout.
I've also got a picture of you playing for Dundee United.
That's that, I recognise him.
Who's that, Davey Dodge?
I actually before the transplant.
What's that?
I don't know who it is. It's Jim Duffy that's next time. Hibs. Well, great performance. I recognise. What difference was in Hibs' performance? Have they been playing all right, Hibs, and just not really had the result?
I think they sensed
the Aberdeen.
The fatalities of Aberdeen. Because
it was constant buzz in the box, wasn't it?
For me, I'm looking at the Hibs and listening to Johnson, and he talked about, talk about the part. He's just like, I can't even do his accent because he's talking about the Porsches. The Porsches are this weekend, we've got five under 19s and everything's the same. And I thought to myself, you're taking a chance at this weekend because they'd nothing to lose either. He had nothing to lose.
I don't know. I think he maybe had his job to lose.
Actually, I mean, in terms of like what I'm meaning by that is that he could have been the one. It could have been him at the door, and Jim could have had another week's reprieve.
Uh-huh.
But he's ended up winning 6-0, and everybody's forget about how stinking they'd been all year. Is that not that's true? The truth. We've now got Hibs fans thinking, "Fucking hell, we're climbing up the league. They beat the worst team in form in Scottish football. Aberdeen.
I get the whole like five youth team players, but." Is that not only because Portis is away and there's injuries? Is that not every manager has to do when...
And Rocky's injured,
or not? That's what I'm saying, injuries, Portis is left.
Why Hibs better because Portis is off and big Rocky's injured?
I think it's hard to know because Aberdeen up in the right at the place, weren't they? So it's hard to bet.
Hibs. I'm just not convinced that Hibs have turned the corner and they've beaten Aberdeen 6-0.
No, I don't think that Lee Johnson would say that, but... They need to start. I don't think they've been playing that bad. I watched them against Motherwell on the telly and I thought they were quite
good. Made a point on Hibs. Nisbet's back scoring. What's happening with him?
I think there must be. I don't know, could be ranking. I think there might be another move.
So
somebody's phoning and says we're gaining more money, aren't they?
Rangers?
Nah. Michael Beale's already come out and said that nobody outside Sakala, Roof, Kolač, Morelos that's better than what we have in Scottish football.
Right.
Come out and said that. I thought that was a bit.
Would you not agree?
Possibly. I think Shankland.
What I would say is.
I think Shankland is.
Stick some of the better strikers in Nisbet, Shankland into that Rangers squad with the score goals, definitely.
I think Nisbet would be harder to replace than Portis would.
Because he's goals.
I think Portis is a very good player, but if somebody's scoring 15 plus goals a season for any team outside the Old Firm in Scottish football, chances are it's harder to replace, isn't it?
Yep.
So I think if they keep a hold of him for now to the summer, I think their chances of having what they see as a successful season, then
Hibs have got good players.
Yeah,
like, I think individually they've got like that Yuan that scored. I think he's decent.
Yeah, he
normally plays on the wide, but he played up more through the middle. And then obviously like the young boys that did come in, Gary Carter's boy, they've been raving about him for a while. He's been playing under 18, scoring plenty of goals. So he came on, I think he wanted to take the penalty when Josh Campbell was on a hat-trick.
Aye. Well, listen, Boyle's out for the season, isn't he?
Yes. Aye.
Well, if you've got Ewan, McGeady, Nisbet, finn out the end of the season, you've got a chance.
McGeady's brilliant again.
Nisbet will still be there at the end of the window?
No, I think he's come back up the road because somebody's made a phone call and said, we'll give you this amount of money. But then I think if that's the case, why would you play and risk that?
No, but I know, but I do feel as if something must be going on, because why would you go down for a medical and then come back?
Mm. Do you know Millwall realised they were gaining £4,000 a week and thought, fuck him, may as well
could
stay
that be, could, it, could it be
no, did you
like
hear
that?
Lee Johnson's interview before the game on the radio? It was bizarre.
What did he say?
He didn't really want to talk about it at all, eh?
No.
They asked him if it was medical reasons and he wouldn't say yes or no.
Ah, so
they never really gave a reason.
Is there a field medical?
Listen, it's rumours, but there's rumours going about that something did come up in this medical, but it's rumours, you can't like,
message
can't
him.
Can't confirm on a rumour, can you? But listen, it's a benefit to Hibs for me, because what how long's he tied down in his contract?
I think he's only got another year after
year this. A bit.
So I 18 months.
He'll not sign another
one. Well, keep up the end of the season and then I don't see why they don't get a feel of like that again.
Yeah.
Listen, you've got to remember, if rumours are rumours, and if it is something to do with like a medal, something's picked up, he had that, he was on the verge of going to Birmingham, he's then had the cruciate, he's come back, it's quite quick from coming back to getting a move again, so teams might be a wee bit, it might something show, might up. All Kevin Nisbet needs to do is, if he stays at Hibs, which would be great for Hibs, have a good end to the season, that gives you 4 or 5 months, and then he'll get away in the summertime.
I think anyone, any fit person could have a medical and something would show up.
Yeah, definitely. Nah. Did you ever worry when you did a medical?
Oh, mate, I went to Dundee, right, and I hadn't played for 4 months at Portsmouth, and I'd got an injection at my back. I turned up my medical at Dundee, mate, and I'd been released for Portsmouth, no knowing if I was going to pass. Turned up first day of pre-season, mate, not sure whether I could run or no.
Mate, I turned up for Hearts Medical,
and I was
limping.
See some of the things in the medical, I was like, oh, fucker, man.
What is it? What did you do in a medical?
Oh, just everything.
Flexibility, fucking all that.
Strength tests.
You were in pain, didn't it? You need to kid on your nose. Did you limp when you were
limped? I woke up. I was left coming out, and I woke up one morning. I was like, "Fucking hell, my groin's in agony. I couldn't."
There was a jet next to you.
I couldn't. Jet was behind me.
Is that why you were?
I couldn't walk. So I turned up to the old.
That's incredible, mate.
Turned up the old training ground, and Billy and Jim's come out to like greet me.
And I'm
limping in like this. And Billy's like, "What the fuck's up with you?" So I don't know, I've got just a tight hip.
Did you say it was because Jim was behind you?
I passed the medical and then I had to go for...
But they would have been the types that probably would have just
they were just desperate to get
him
passed.
Danny Wilson's like that with me at Swindon as well, because I've been out with my ankle for 2 years.
Get him
physio
passed.
Showed a cut of hangs and Danny Wilson's like, he's fine. He's going to be fine. But I don't think that happens anywhere, mate. I don't think managers
have got that. Who was the last medical I'd done was actually Middlesbrough. That was a story I told me Stratton when I was doing sprint tests and then...
You don't even do a medical at Hearts?
No. No, aye, but it's different.
No,
it's
no,
not like a full blown like.
Aye, as if they're spending
a yo-yo test.
No, but I told you, remember I did the sprint test and Gordon Stratton walked in. He's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, he's doing the sprint test." He's like, "To see if he's fast." He's like, "I'll tell you if he's fast." He's like, "You're doing the line run. He's fast. He's no." So then, don't need that.
Brilliant. That's incredible.
Remember Hartson? He
failed, didn't it?
Rangers.
Failed at Rangers and then went to sign with Celtic.
I don't think O'Neill gave him a medical. He's saying like,
"No."
I don't think he says, "I'm not bothered. I'll just sign you."
Did Craig Gordon not fail a medical at Rangers?
Mate, is that maniac back for a broken leg?
Honestly. He's on the, leg press machine in the gym and that. Crazy. That's a month after a double leg break.
What?
I know, it's not right.
Craig Gordon was in at Rangers when I was there. He was in trying to get a contract, trying to get fit.
After he'd been at Sunderland?
Alright, remember he was out for about 2 years. He was in at Rangers every day with me, trying to get fit to get a contract. And
He still says it now, physio at Rangers at times, David Walker, he like, basically says he's the one that rejuvenated his career by getting fit with his knee in that.
And then somebody's cutting Robin Nielsen's hair with a hammer, man. What's happened to his hair? He needs to get that hair back, mate.
Do you not think it looks better?
I thought he was handsome, man.
I like the hair.
I don't like it.
I think he was losing it. Definitely was losing it.
He needs to go over, doesn't he? We need to get him out of
trouble. It's a good move for Porteous, isn't it?
Great move.
Fourth in the championship.
And who is it, Balich?
He could be playing.
I think he'll play as well, I think. I think he'll play.
It's a great move, innit? They pay well an audit. Is Elton John still running, Jenny?
No, I think he's away from there now.
Is he?
Kiki D, yeah.
Kiki D.
But you'll be big bucks in there, mate.
I know, but it's a strange club, Watford, isn't it? A something change manager.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I think it's the right type of move from the Championship,
yep,
team that's got high ambitions to get to the Prem and play every week, but the amount of managers they've had in the last 10 years has been outrageous.
He'll suit the Championship Porters, won't he?
I think he'll do well, aye.
I think he'll be fine. You think Scott McKenna went down there, sorry, and stalled it, didn't he?
Yeah, he's done well.
They're playing in the Prem.
Brilliant.
Well done, Ryan.
Not bad, eh?
What do you think that'll be, about 10?
I'll go
10, I think.
Easy, aye.
Maybe 10, aye.
Would it go up, see you get the Premier League?
Aye, 50%.
Is it? Oh fucking hell, man.
Because when I was where was that? Coventry, if we got promoted, your wages
doubled.
And then if you got relegated, they come down 25%.
That's what I said. Maybe you were one game away from my wages doubling 2 years later, so part-time until you could,
when I left.
Mate, I actually had the money in my, I knew exactly what I was doing as well. See, before I gave, I remember thinking, imagine who's speaking to next year. Got relegated the next year. Half.
I was doing everything I could to go out of Middlesbrough, and they ended up getting promoted, and it was in my contract to double my wages.
So you left before they got promoted?
And well, they offered me an extra year, and I was like, no chance, because I hadn't played for that long, left, got promoted that season. Can't help.
That's why you're seeing the grits.
When I left Sunderland, Coventry, Leeds or Stoke, Sunderland got promoted, could have stayed there. Fucking Stoke got promoted the same season, could have stayed, could have went to them. Leeds got fucking relegated and I went to Coventry, absolute shithole. Fucking honestly. I just wanted to go and play football. Why don't you just stay and pick up money? Fucking
no,
stupid.
No, you can't do that.
Nah, I went
to what about you, man? You ever get any chance of getting promoted?
No, but I got put in my contract if I played, mate, this is a cannibal with an idiot, played 5 games, my money doubled, and I couldn't didn't play 5 games.
For who?
Celtic.
How many games did you get?
Man.
5 games.
You only had to play 5 and your money would have doubled.
How many did you play?
So you went up to 600 a week. Devastated, man.
Nah, they only played one Scorpions.
Was it just the one?
But then I've told that I don't have the bonus, the home bonus. I still eat 7 million there.
That home bonus.
I used to sell my watch. I bought 2 Hugo Boss watches when I was at Celtic, and I sold them to my dad with a name on it. He actually fucking took the money. No, sorry.
Gave you the money.
I gave him the money. I was sickening on it. You could have had all that bonus.
What was MK Donovan bonus? No great.
We were always shared with the subs. See, when you get the subs,
but the manager just came round after one and gave you the subs a fiver each.
No, so it's like, say it was £800, a win bonus, just say the subs that don't go on, it's like
they would divide it amongst us.
So it wasn't that, it was about 50 quid or something you got.
This is my win bonus tonight for Broomhill Boys, Chunky Dunks.
If anybody wants to go and watch, where he's playing?
Port Glasgow.
Have we spoken about that with your biggest win bonus?
Does
people hate that talk?
No, people quite like it. It's good insight, isn't it? Dundee was my biggest, mate. I couldn't believe it when I came up here.
What was that?
It's like, we were 600 quid a win.
And
I used to take my fat ass off the bench and get 450 for just getting on the pitch.
We were, Sunderland, I made my debut in the Prem, we were £5,000 a win. But then the 2 seasons later, the top 6 teams in the league, which was Man U, Liverpool, Leeds, Newcastle, and there was a couple of others. They were £7,000 a win.
Mental.
But never.
And now you're sitting there wearing off hoodie on.
Now I'm sitting here with a beat. What even is this one?
Is that the same one he said about the other week?
I never raging with me. I said they were bust. See, Celtic, I don't know if I saw it, Celtic to qualify for the Champions League when I was there, just to get into the group stages was £95,000 per player.
No.
Did you get into the groups?
Was it?
Aye, £95,000 per player. I'm sure it was.
I remember Cads got something ridiculous, but I don't think it was that.
So it seems the Bournemouth deal last
week. That seems a bit much.
Mate, I can't be right. £95,000 a month, that's
£1 million.
£2 million.
No, it was because Phil Twarzik.
He never got £95,000.
No, but if you were part of it, you go to it. And I was part of the squad, and for some reason, fucking left me out. Don't know why.
That needs to be queried, man.
Who can we ask?
Ask Jamesy.
He doesn't get in a way, but. Was it 95? Is that too much, do you think?
Ah, yeah, it's definitely.
What's happening?
I'm sure it was something like 30, 35.
But you were a few years before me. And you were in that squad, so.
Right, come on, Rangers, VAR.
I think the three decisions were wrong.
I think we should get another referees, mate.
I think we should get another
referees. Just pull a guy out of stand and go, I'm going fucking run about that.
We need the robots your brother had.
We need the robots.
We need the robots.
It's a waste of time, mate.
Out of the three, how many do you think were wrong?
Three.
They're all wrong.
All wrong for me.
The penalty's right. The penalty's right.
The penalty's right under the rules.
Do you think Ryan Jack's a red card?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
No, Ryan Jack's not it.
They're all wrong.
I do.
Do you? I think yellow, Nicky Clark. No, I don't even think Nicky Clark is a yellow.
What I mean is, Ryan Jack's not a red card.
Do you think so?
I think that's right.
I don't think
he never got red card.
No, but I'm saying, crying out for a red card. I don't think it's a red card. It's not a red card. It was the right decision. Nicky Clark's is not a red card.
No, Nicky Clark's not even a yellow card.
No, I agree with you. And the penalty is in the rules, it's handball.
Aye.
But if you've played football in your life, that's never a handball.
What's he meant to do?
What's he supposed to... Exactly.
It's embarrassing.
Honestly, mate, the handball rule, how the SFA haven't stepped in at some point this season and said, right, we need to alter this somehow. It's every week. Every week there's at least one handball for penalty for a handball.
And then Lamy gets fucking dragged down in the box and VAR doesn't even...
That's the thing. I mean, and it's just natural because Rangers and Celtic are obviously the most supported clubs in the league, but that decision... With Motherwell sitting
really baffling, mate.
Unbelievable that VAR's watched that and said that's no pen.
You went to Wally and check one of
the. But that's the thing I'm going to say. See, for Ryan Jacks, he sprints over the yellow card. Nicky Clark, he waits for about 5 minutes and then just goes, ah, fuck this.
But he didn't go and check. There was one he didn't go and check.
It was the Nicky Clark one.
He didn't go and check that, but then the Ryan Jack he did.
Why is that?
It makes no sense.
What they said was.
Got to appeal that.
I don't know if it's true, but what they said was it took him 43 seconds to give the red card to Nicky Clark, and they're speculating that VAR's told him it's a red card. But that's no what you should still be going to the monitor. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Ah, you should, because then he does do that with the next one, which makes no sense.
Because if he thought it was that bad, Willie Colm was the type that if he thought it was that bad, he'd have pulled a card out straight away like he did on the Ryan Jack one.
But see, nobody's even debating Ryan Jack's a red card if it wasn't for Nicky Clark's tackle, because before Nicky Clark's isn't a red card, right? That's wrong. But because Ryan Jack's has happened 30 seconds later, it's like, well, if that's a red card, how's that not a red card? It's both of the yellows for me.
I think everyone's going mad with red cards, mate.
You're spot on.
But surely, it's a loose ball.
You can go for it.
Surely on a Monday, they must all sit and run the table and say, right, guys, how are we getting it? How are we getting this role? You've gave him for that. You've not gave the Ricky Lamy one.
You're right.
What's that? Like, what's going on?
Ever since Bobby Madden took that pink whistle,
do you not feel though, that VAR was supposed to come in? It obviously helped. I think there's been more contentious decisions this year than any other year that I can remember personally.
100%.
But I do think a lot of that is due to the rules. Like the handball rules, it's not the referee's fault, because sometimes they look like consistency, but. The rule's wrong. Like, the rule's no right. You can't really blame the referees for.
But it's just when they choose to do certain things in some games and not in other games.
Like that one on Saturday is a perfect example.
Well, even like Kieran Freeman against United, not boys getting sent off, but that's a yellow, you should be sent off. The yellow card, he'd have been booked.
Aye, but the handball.
Against Celtic on Sunday.
So, right, so the VAR incident with Celtic for the penalty of Kyogo, that was done right. He's pointed to the spot.
Yeah.
And then he's went over just to double check and he's realised, no, the keeper's got a punch to it. That's how it's supposed to work. But see, that's no going over and checking.
And then the next one, you go and check.
And then you go, this isn't it.
A waste of time.
It is a waste of time.
The VAR's making referees look so stupid.
Yeah, but how do you make it? How do you make it better, though?
I think definitely a big thing for me is the time it's taking to make decisions. How they change that, I don't know. Does it come to a point where, because how many referees are actually in the booth?
Three, I think.
Three. Did they really need to go to the monitor? Because they say they don't want any referees.
There's three referees in the booth.
Aye. So see if the three referees come to a conclusion of a decision, why not just tell the referee that's a decision?
Three
and then
everyone knows the set rules. Why do you need three people? Surely it's one person that goes, right, what's the rule for that? Bang, right.
Because they say they want the referees to still referee the game. They don't want VAR to re-referee the game. But surely it's to come to a conclusion of getting the right decision. Because they said that, like, when they look at VAR, bringing VAR into Scottish football, they use rugby as an example, so TMO, and how they use it. But they don't go to a monitor like making a decision.
No.
But what's good about theirs is, as well, is they're mic'd up. So even they're talking,
you can hear what they're saying.
They hear what the explanation is, how they've came to a decision. That could be another option. But for me, the big thing is definitely the time it takes. It's too long.
I'd love the refs mic'd up with you.
But I tell you what, see when you're blown in games, a VAR call comes like that.
Well, did you not hear me mic'd up in one of the documentaries?
Fuck. Fucking hell, who's the one, mate? Jamie Simple. Holy fuck.
That would be brilliant, mate, the rest mic'd up.
Aye.
But then see the Ryan Jack one? Supposedly the three referees in the booth thought was a red card.
And then he
went against it.
Where did you hear that?
It was on the radio that day. Yeah. Like, I don't even know where I heard
that. I'm sure they said that on Sports Scene that they thought it was a red card.
Aye, it was Sports Scene. I'm sure it was. I don't know how you would know the freeze gave that.
They've either cut costs and no get as many cameras as what they need, or they're just fucking totally inept.
I don't know why it takes so long. Go and look at it and you can see the decision right away and men make it.
But there's three of them. Why does it say Nick Walsh is on the VAR? Like Ibrox Saturday, it said Nick Walsh. So who's the two others?
There's definitely more than one.
And is it the other two? Are they referees that referee in the SPL?
I think they're just qualified referees. I don't know if they're actually
fucking
just guys off of Junior.
It's fucking John the Gladiators. Are you ready?
Remember the wolf? Wolf's a hero, weren't you?
Jet was gorgeous, wasn't she?
Was Jet nice?
But it's becoming an absolute mess. It's not as bad as anywhere else.
People that thought the VAR was going to come in and get everything completely right, that was never going to happen. So I'm confident, or I'm hopeful, that next year VAR in general will improve, because I imagine they will make changes to it, because everyone's complaining about the time it's making they make decisions, so surely they take on board and change something, mate.
Boydie and Smithy very happy with your wee segment there.
Are they happy? Aye. Well, what about overall?
Pathetic.
They'll love this. Todd Cantwell, I mean, you remember on the Coupon show, messaged Ken McLean asking, is he going to be a success at Rangers? He said he's going to be top.
Right, let's see the message.
He said his ability is top level.
You going then?
Well, can I come back?
Yes.
I asked a player that played with him about him as well.
Who, Dorns?
No.
The one thing I did take for Kenny McLean's message, though, he says, I hope he hits the ground running. It tells me if he does he then start to
go?
Which is that's a bad idea. Where the fuck's my phone? No, he didn't say that.
Todd Cantwell did say that in his interview that's a fraction of what he hopes to show.
It was a decent debut. It wasn't amazing, but he done well. You can see he's got an eye for a pass, which is something that Rangers need a bit of creativity in. I don't think the final ball worked for him a lot. Like, it never came off all the time, but he's seen the passes.
He's looking to play.
Somebody just copied Sagias.
What I liked was his pass that goes into Morelos to set Kamara. Yeah. So he's always looking to play that forward pass. Yeah.
It's a good goal as well. It's a great touch.
It was great interchange, wasn't it, for the four of them up the top.
See that?
What did he say about his ability? Brilliant.
He definitely could be, mate. Hope it starts well for him, because if he does, he could piss it up there. Ability-wise, he's top.
Wow.
Well,
there you go.
So that's for Kenny McLean.
Scotland and again.
Who are Messi's next?
And what did your source say?
Feedback, very similar. Good boy.
Delia Smith, wasn't
it? Holt was at Norwich. Holt was at Norwich, wasn't
he? Gary Holt.
40 years ago, right enough. But
where
the
post have
been lazy, and that's not true. He's a really good player. So
Gary Holt hates Clinton, didn't he? Kept in a shite on his bus.
Aye.
When he's at Norwich.
How's the camp getting on?
Where are you?
Bus driver in the documentary, like Del
Ferguson. A lot of people said that to me.
I thought it looked like
somebody says that looks like Del Ferguson after a 10-year stretch in Berlin. Anyway, he's gone. We done the Coupon show, so we had a couple of beers with him after it. Sometimes he comes out when I was on, and then he texts me saying the eagle has landed. I repeat, the eagle has landed. And I text back saying, what the fuck are you talking about? And he wrote, will you carry my coffin?
Oh, no. He must have failed at me.
No, it's insurance. He's always out of the road and he's tanking the red wine, man. What a guy.
He's got to compensate insurance, not right?
He's worth more. He keeps writing to me, I'm worth more dead than I am alive.
Remember he said he had to leave at 2 because he had to be there to pick his wee granddaughter up at 2:45 or something. I'm walking to the train station, so I was going to get the train with him. He was going the other side, I was going to go the opposite side. And I went, fuck it, I'm away for a few beers in the town. I'm like, mate,
wee granddaughter.
Wee granddaughter, stop it. He walked away for the train station. He was just wondering how he showed up. But he phoned his boy picked her up. Aye, so he was, it wasn't as if he just left her. But mate, I've told it about the wing challenge. He's out of this world, isn't he?
Mate,
he's
Who done it with? Faddy and Derek.
Fucking hell.
Derek
was it not yours?
Derek was just fucking munching them. He just
kept going.
Alright. But you could tell
his eyes were watering,
mate. See, on that, have you got, that's one of my pet peeves, do you pay life insurance?
Aye.
Do you?
No, I don't think so.
Crazy, mate. Money you need to pay for pay to live. Pay to stay alive, mate. Month. 70 quid a month, Dad.
Fucking 70, what are you watching your shield for?
Fuck knows.
I'm 50.
Mate, I've got so many fucking things that come out of my account, you're like, what the fuck is that?
I'm 50. I'm 90 quid for the tools.
My house is a bit bigger up. That's why I'm telling you. Actually, it's near me and bigger, I'm only joking.
Do you know what I pay and I didn't know? £10 a month comes out of my account, Oxfam.
No way.
So I couldn't believe
it. First sitting outside their shop. Back up.
Have you adopted a penguin?
No.
Adopted a penguin.
I didn't know it came out, but I remember it was years and years ago. I had a conversation with one of the Oxfam people in the street and I signed up to it. And they sent me letters. I always get a number though for somewhere in
10 a month. 10 a month.
It's good to add it though.
Uh-huh. What is your worst direct debit?
What? Sky, mate. Sky, BT, and
Sky's
fucking,
a joke, mate.
I know, my subscriptions are through the roof.
Fuck all on it.
But mine
don't pay for it.
You've got Hearts TV.
Hearts TV, Rangers TV, PlayStation, fucking cost a fortune, man. Honestly,
Rangers David Lloyd.
Oh mate, what is that line?
I've got a gym membership with North Valley Council.
I cancelled my Barentines, mate.
I've not even been.
Have you, mate?
Not even been.
50 quid, mate.
Get in the village.
David Lloyd's 150 quid a month.
No, it's fuck.
For me and Jerry, 150 quid a month. I said done. That's coming off. I go to the gym about 5 times a year at David Lloyd.
150 a month?
150 quid a month.
Fucking hell, I get 30. Me and Lynn North Lanarkshire are £30 a month.
When was the last time you were at the fucking gym?
She gets teacher discount, right? And I was just thinking, she said to me last day, Kevin, I'm just going to cancel your part of the membership or save myself 15 quid a month. She's probably right. I'm going to go tonight.
What would you do if you were going to the gym? Talk us through
it. I don't even fucking know.
Weights with the big weight. See the big vest and the big gloves.
He's
getting gloves, isn't he?
I'm going to go tonight and do a bit of steps.
Are you going to do the bike?
Aye, because my hips fuck. So
just get a bike and go a bit straight.
I know. I thought about that.
Better, mate.
See if you can't cancel something, you can't get out of it. How do you get out of it?
I do. I just cancel my direct debit, and then I get messages for them saying you can't just do that. But fuck it, nothing comes up.
Does it
not?
No.
My worst one was child maintenance. Every month for the oldest boy.
I played with a few boys, mate, so payday they'd come in and they'd get their pay slips and they'd be like, what the fuck, man? Stay on the phone.
I got the phone call last week. Hi, Mr. Kyle, it's just to let you know that's your child maintenance payment stops now that your son's left full time education. So, you're a fucking dancer.
Buzzing, mate.
Then he hits me for a sub half an hour later, Dad. Fucking.
So that you stopped paying
17 it? 17 years. 18 years of child maintenance.
Oh, here's your son. What, you want somebody else to fucking pay for him?
He's 6'6".
He's a hero, that boy, aren't
he? He's a fucking great boy.
6'6"?
6'6".
Oh, mate, he's fucking huge, man.
He's massive. Get him a job washing a giraffe's face.
Mate, you could do me a fucking job.
6'6".
Morgan Whittaker, and do you know anything about him? Swansea?
He's in that movie.
Shawshank Redemption. Morgan Freeman.
Message Kenny.
But that was strange, mate. The thing is, he's obviously done well in the championship and Rangers are going to get him for £2 million. Is that right? Is that not quite?
Plymouth on loan at Plymouth.
Right. The championship Plymouth?
No, I'll text Ryan Hardy and ask how he's getting on.
Aye. Get me info.
So that's a striker?
Aye.
The football monitor on board.
Will we see Rangers busy over the next 24 hours?
I think there was reports this morning, but there's been reports of about 3 weeks that the boy Raskin's done.
No, I've seen that. You know much about him, Andy,
nah? Nah.
Wide player again?
Belgian under 21, standard lace, centre mid.
Centre mid?
Yeah. He's like a dog.
Mate, I seen the day though, right? Stat. Rangers, since 2012, have spent £50,000 on midfielders.
And it's Kamara?
11 year. £50,000.
It's Kamara at £50,000, huh?
And no pay a fee for any other midfielder.
They've all been frees.
Aye.
It's great business, but at the same time,
should they be spending a wee bit
more? I don't know.
Well.
So in 11 years,
How many of them have been successful?
How many have been successful? How many Davis. Have led them to winning Jack. Titles and stuff? And that shows you money. Money buys you better players.
Mm. But I know you can't just go off YouTube all the time, but I mean, his YouTube clips look good, but you literally could get a YouTube compilation to anybody that look good, wouldn't they?
Andy, I've got a YouTube compilation. It looks decent. It's fucking hopeless.
You've got a YouTube compilation.
You're top notch, mate.
You've got a YouPorn compilation.
Decent. YouPorn.
So they pay money for us, but how much? Is there a fee?
It's 2 million or something. Right. 2 million.
Again, quite cheap, isn't it, for these types
of... He's got a contract at the end of the year.
I see, right, okay.
Listen, I think Celtic's your biggest thing. You can go there and you can get good players for cheap money. You just need to have a good recruitment network. Mm. There's definitely good players out there that are... I mean, I think of some of the guys at Celtic. Even look at Juranovic, 2.5 million sold over 10.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Bielo, that's where his... I know Raskin's no, but do you think his market will be sort of in England, League One, Championship?
I think you would, wouldn't you?
I think
his profile is
evident so far. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone they've been linked with has been under the age of 25.
I say that he doesn't want to sign older
players. I still think that even in like, you think of the English Championship, the English First Division, there's some good players in the leagues. Look at Matt O'Reilly coming from MK Dons.
Yeah.
Oh, aye. Bielo's so open when he talks, mate.
I think he likes telling you things.
I don't know if it's too much though, and I just don't know if it is, because I can't remember exactly what it was, but he was talking about in training that and certain things that was going on, and I don't know if players maybe like, right, ease up.
There might be a reverse effect as to why he does it.
But then you won't imagine to feel that he's letting, honestly, so.
Mm-hmm. He maybe feels that he's wanting to give people information and that people maybe think
it was just the one
they're comfortable
player.
And get to know him, and then it's the complete opposite when it comes to
I think reality. It'll be a hope for Rangers' sake that Whittaker and Raskin gets in the door, but you never know, do you? You never know if people are going to be successful. No. I think the boy Raskin's profile looks very good, so it's exciting. But
if Rangers could get one position in through this window, what would be the most important one?
Right winger for me, I've said it for years.
Right winger?
Striker, I think.
Striker.
Morelos again looked a bit off its head. I'm only seeing highlights, but...
He's still got Morelos, Čolak.
So what's happening with Morelos in terms of his contract? Has he signed a new one, or has he been offered a new one, or what has
he
just got?
I don't think he'll sign a new contract, boy.
Where's he going though? Who's taking him?
You'll get a club, won't you, on a free? If he's a free, you'll get a club, won't you?
I'm just saying, where's he going? But
what challenge can I do with Martindale on Friday?
Get that tennis challenge.
What can we do? It's a good challenge for Martindale.
The tennis challenge.
No.
Get that machine.
Chubby bunny.
With the pads, and you put it on your...
So you just shove her as a marshmallow.
You put it on your just above your balls, and it makes you feel as though you're hitting a baby. You turn the ramp up.
That's the one you want to
do
today.
Oh, you want to do that, didn't you?
I don't want to do it, but ramp up.
What the pads like?
Put the pads on, and then if you get a question wrong, ramp it up, and then get to the point where you're fucking.
What do you mean? Do you think a fucking SQL manager would be like, "No, bother, stick it on my balls while I do this"?
Not on your balls, but it's on your what do you call this? But yeah.
No, I mean like a challenge in a football pitch.
On your football pitch,
tennis. Your good knee says he's the best.
I think he'll be a player, Martindale.
Oh yes, he joined in the Buller challenge. He was one pinging the boys.
Oh, has he got a good
really good.
Slaney, just do the simple one. Corner flag, swing into the goal, left foot, swing into the goal, hit the crossbar. First one to do it. You'll beat him the ball.
Has this been confirmed that you're doing this a challenge?
No, he didn't, that's right.
No, we're interviewing him, but I'm going to try go up and do a wee bit with him before.
Why didn't you concentrate on an interview first and then we'll think of something like that? Right, Celtic. They were good again, weren't they? That pitch is getting dirty me, man.
I actually worried for Dundee United. I thought if Kyogo had scored that chance in the first 30 seconds...
But I still think it could have been 6 or 7, mate.
Aye, I think that could have. If that went in, I think you would have seen maybe... 6 or 7, but as the game played out, Celtic just did enough to see itself over the line. Put on 5 subs, I think they put on.
Yeah.
So it showed you that just resting when they can. Bit of a canter, the D United. They picked up, no doubt about it, but still a big arse. And you've got, 4 teams sitting in 20 points at the bottom of the table. It's interesting.
It looked like Dundee United had worked a lot defensively on how to stop Celtic, but when they got the ball back,
just non-stop Celtic, didn't they?
Idea how to keep it, whether they were turning them. Just kept getting the ball back, didn't they?
I think it's so difficult.
You do need to have periods where you keep the ball, eh?
Yep.
Aye, 100%.
Oh, you have no chance.
If you just give Celtic that, I mean, I don't know where it finished, 80% possession, you're almost waiting to get beat, aren't you? Because you know right. They're going to create that many chances, and 9 times out of 10, then one of them's going to get put away. But Dundee United never really offered much of a threat. Stephen Fletcher had that sort of half chance in the first half, but wasn't he?
Just keep coming
in there where the result was going.
Every time I've watched him, and every time the ball goes up the flat, he wins it.
There's no point in doing it then.
There's no point ever gambling midfielders, never get close to him. Strange.
And I can understand if he's Celtic, because Celtic are so good at pressing that you maybe want to do that, but there's no point in doing it if you're not going to get runners running about him.
Him
there was a lot of respect for Fletch from the Celtic. think back to, because they understood how good he was, and they didn't go and dive in. And there was a couple of times where Fletch, I think he headed one onto Middleton.
Middleton then, early on the first half.
And then there was a couple where he just held it in, played it out wide. If you've got somebody that good at doing that, as soon as it goes up, get up round about him. Mm. Then you get yourself up the park. You then start to cause Celtic problems in an area they don't want to be causing problems. But because he's up there on his own, it's just like...
It's like a worry though, isn't it? It's like when they do that.
I don't want to go.
Bodies fall in case we get hit.
And you're just in case they get hit.
But Celtic, just honestly, they're relentless, aren't they? Mm. They just keep coming at you and coming at you.
Like, I know Rangers have won, what is it, 9 games and drew 1 under Beale, is it 9? And Celtic's obviously won 9 and drew 1 as well, but Celtic look convincing every week. Whereas Rangers haven't quite had that performance yet that they'll get there, but it's going to be, if they keep going the way they're going, it's going to be another interesting old fun when it comes up.
What about Kyogo closing that goal, Eden?
I know.
Amazing, mate, innit?
How many, you didn't see a lot of centre-forwards working their fucking backside off like that, yeah?
It doesn't take much, it's just a wee bit of effort.
See him at times, he just looks to get slipped in every time, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. He's always looking to get slipped.
So I always put off a shoulder and I always think that, like, a movement that's top strikers do these days, that is just impossible to defend. See, when they're just standing offside 5 yards, it's like, as a defender, you're like, where do I go? If I drop, I'm dropping, my back four's squeezed up, so I'm leaving space. And then he just peels off the back shoulder and then just runs. So it's hard to defend against.
It's like, you're looking at your man, you go there, let's see.
And the thing is, you can't get tight team to grab him, because it'll, you then come out of position, it leaves somebody else.
He doesn't play, he never plays on
up against always.
I don't know how you go up against Celtic if you were a manager.
It's tough, mate, as we know it is. It's very tough. 400 games for McGregor, incredible achievement, isn't it?
400.
400.
I think he should have had more when I was at Celtic and he was training the first team. I thought he deserved
it. Really then?
You thought you didn't think he would.
How old is he?
You didn't think he deserved his chance in the first team, you said.
He must be 29, is he?
29?
Is he? I don't know.
No, I know. He's fit. When about 30, he was a year younger than me and learned a lot from me by that time. But
do you think that was invaluable for him, just having somebody like you a year younger?
I was 2 years with him. So at that age, I mean, Wenger, it's so critical at that age that you get it right. So I was his sort of spouse, if you were, you know, spouse.
Still a hell of a lot of games.
No, but do you know,
40 games a season for 10 years.
He's a freak.
It's incredible the amount of games.
Some maths,
that. He was the best player in training at that team, and that team is your Browns, Ledley, Key,
Forrest,
Kyle. No, Wingers, best midfielder. And he was excellent at that time. And he went, I think it helped him. Was it Notts County side, didn't he?
Yes, and he got the Grealish, wasn't it? Jack Grealish.
I'm sure he got their player of the year.
Yeah,
as
he did.
Well.
He
did. But my God, what the...
It's how he can play. I remember him as a kid. He was kind of a left winger as well, wasn't he?
He played as a 10 when I was there, or he played off the side. And then he kind of dropped back.
I think this role he plays in Angie's team will prolong his career as well.
Nah.
Do you think Celtic's most important player?
Definitely.
The way back to play?
Definitely, I think.
I do.
I'm not the same team, and he doesn't remember.
I think it was important when he got his injury that Celtic saw themselves through to Christmas till he got back, and he's come back, and he just seems to dictate everything.
Mm.
And he doesn't do loads of running or loads of yards, he just is clever where he picks the ball up, where he moves it. It just seems to
Sunday's
be
the best I've seen him getting it back.
Aye,
that's usually maybe if I was a wee bit critical sometimes off the ball in terms of tackling and winning the ball, but I thought he was really good at it.
Obviously, it's his experience as well, like what he brings to the rest of the boys. He's been 400 games, that's incredible, isn't it?
See, when you say prolong his career, but in terms of what you think, that's not an easier role to play, but.
No, it is physically. And I do think that the way he's always played for Celtic, being an 8, being box to box, driving with the ball, getting, I suppose, more in a physical battle at times, I do think just that deep line role, I mean, he's done it so well under Ange, and I do think he'll have a longer career playing that position. But I'm with you. I've said it for a couple of years now. For me, he's definitely Celtic's most important player.
You thought Kolasie was better when he was in?
Maybe he didn't get a chance. He should have, shouldn't he? He's killing me with this.
Kolasie.
People believe that. I know that's the worst time.
You'll get messaging
me. You'll be touching me with that.
Somebody messaged me. Good to see that Carter Vickers' injury is long term. I forgot I even said that.
You did.
Long term.
You said he heard that.
I'm going to go on the source. It's the football monitoring board that.
Who's your source?
Me this.
Who's that source?
Boydie.
I can't remember who said that. Somebody said
Frank.
That was a good shout, that one.
Frank.
Back you next week.
Kenny McLean, man.
People didn't like you about any of
them. Kenny McLean.
Right, relegation battle. Summer's up for Ross County. Kelly had more possession, more shots on target. but Ross County won 3-0.
I'm starting to feel like there's a feeling of what Ross County did last year. This time last year, Milky.
Is this when they kind of went on a run?
Went on a crazy run and got them miles ahead of, and then ended up nearly just breaking it. Did they just miss it in top six?
No, they got it.
They got top six, aye.
Beat Aberdeen.
I just see a funny feeling that this could be. I think
they get top six?
I know top six. You know, I don't think that's a big ask. But then seeing that, it's a huge win against one of your relegation rivals, isn't it?
That's three as well.
Do you know who I worry about for the most? And because of the shit show between Hibs and Aberdeen, it's took the light, no, the limelight, took the pressure away from people talking about Motherwell. Because what a run they're on, by the way. What a run they're on, by the way. They kind of buy a win for love and the money.
Mm.
20 points.
But again, I watched the highlights and I thought they were probably the better team against them.
Charlie Bean's the best keeper.
That's every week, isn't it?
I know. Listen, there's been many a game I've watched Motherwell in the highlights and think, fucking hell, how did they win that game? Van Veen maybe missing loads of chances, but you can't keep that, can't keep happening.
No. It's the fact that it was 3-0. I think Kelly missed quite a few chances, but White and Brophy's, I think Brophy's good business for Ross County.
That's for the Gladiator, isn't it?
Scored goals, didn't he? Scored goals. He even scored goals for something last year. So maybe not last year, the year before, but I do think goals has been a, because that's what Ross County done last year. Yep. That's what got them top six. The amount of goals Reagan he scored
Charles
was,
Cook.
Was mental. So you know, I don't like commenting on
who's
doing at the bottom, but for me, playing against Ross County twice, and they've got players that can hurt you, especially going forward. So
is it number 10 looks a good player when it scored the third?
Dander.
He looks like a good player.
I think he was at Swansea.
Was he? Huh? You can tell he's that technical type of player, can't you?
Who drinks in the biggest trouble?
I do worry about Kelly Firdell.
Do you? But player-wise?
No, I think when just you look at it, I think they've got four strikers and what is it? Vassell, Lafferty, Doidge, and there's another one that I thought.
Shaw,
I think they're decent players.
And Dennis Cameron.
Murray. I quite like Fraser Murray. I think middle of the park there, maybe a wee bit. I think they're attacking, the first goal they're attacking, I think it drops to Polworth and he loses a 50-50 Ross County.
3-1 it ended up breaking through.
3-1
The home record's alright, innit, Kelly?
That's what maybe helped them.
I like to obviously with Motherwell, I'm saying I worry about them. I think they have enough quality that'll come out of it, but they need to start getting points quick, because the more you keep having this losing run, they've kind of dragged themselves into that. Because I think I would be interested to see how many points Motherwell had when Hamill took them on.
To what they've got now?
To what they've got now. Because I think he won his first two games. And then since then, it's not been a...
His first game, I'm sure, was sitting on the way.
And they won.
Relegation battle?
Who?
Have you ever been in there?
I told you, you know, listen, earlier story when I got relegated there.
Don't relegate, we Swindon.
I know, I know he's not listening.
I've been in a relegation battle.
Horrible, mate.
That's what I was going to ask, is it horrible?
Horrible, mate. You can't enjoy your life.
Yeah, it's horrible, man.
Oh, mate.
Does it see the game? I mean, you're playing it, as a team or whatever.
You're constant worry, mate.
Is it?
I've had a relegation battle twice with Kilmarnock and I never worried. I always thought we were good enough to stay up.
That's a different
thing. Do you know what's the worst part about the relegation battle?
We played Falkirk last game of the season. We've got, say, 25 points and Falkirk's got 25. I think we stayed up with goal difference. They beat us, we were down. If we beat them, they were down. We're doing 0-0. But I never, during the game, ever worried.
I was in a relegation battle with Fairgate Blackpool.
How was that?
Horrendous, mate. So bad. Do you know what's so bad, right? When you lose a game and you're that worried about checking the other results to see if the team's running about you.
Oh, that's... See, when you win, mate, you come in, you're chasing...
What was the result?
That's a bit
and like... We pulled off an incredible last, like, 3-4 games to stay up. I think we beat Brighton away, who were flying at a time, they were second or something, and then beat Wigan away the second last game of the season. If they won, they got playoffs. If we won, we stayed up. We beat them 2-0.
Did you
say? Aye. And what? The biggest relief I've ever had in football was staying up.
Was that one of the best feelings you've had?
No, relief.
Not even a good feeling.
I didn't enjoy it at all, to be honest with you. But it's just like gone down, man.
You feel guilty going celebrating staying up.
People lose their jobs, mate, if you get relegated. It's simple as
that. I got relegated twice to Sunderland, but
that backroom staff.
The two relegations, we had no chance of staying up. Like we were going, I think 1 year we lost, we like record lowest points in the Premier League, and then the second year I think it was like 19 points we had. I think we lost 15 and 19, and we couldn't. It wasn't like a fight because we were done way before anybody else was done. But the Kilmarnock one was, I never worried about it.
Mate, see when we got relegated this one that night at Sheffield Wednesday, we went out. This is my fucking mentality back in the days. Went out that night in Swindon, mate. Honestly, like a fucking lion's den. Somebody tried to bottle me, mate. And I moved in it. Do you know David Prutton that hosts?
Aye, Sky.
Prutton's got fucking smashed by a bottle that was meant for me.
He's supposed to be very funny, no?
Aye, Prutton's a good guy.
After staying up?
No, relegated, went out.
And you went out?
Again, that just
that's
shows you
that's fucking the mentality, you. That's unbelievable.
The guy tried a bottle, his missed and hit Prutton, mate, and Prutton had a fucking a belt on a
fucking
scar.
Deserve
we
a
were
scar.
Out for about 3 days after that game, we beat Wigan, and we played Charlton at the last game of the season, got pumped.
Because you've been over
3 days, so we stayed up.
Where do you stall me that with when fans like, go to the bus or go nuts?
Well, if we were out,
if you're out, but then what do you think of that if you're.
Oh, God, no, I understand.
I've
got a point, because see, at the end of the day.
After the fans, eh?
Now that we're all doing that, apart from obviously Andy, we're all doing our normal day to day jobs, we know how fucking hard life is. Imagine them doing their job and they're turning up and you're getting paid thousands of pounds a week and you're out fucking getting relegated. We've got every right to. Have a dig. Privileged position sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But gone out after getting relegated, that's up there with the most stupid thing.
You
want to
set it up? If you want to set up to the fans, it's fine, but not for me.
What would you say?
Well, not for me, that.
What?
I wouldn't, if I was watching my team and we were getting beat, I wouldn't be going out to a bus and going and to them. No way. Nobody's going out there to mean to get beat at all. And I think it's different if you see people not trying that, but some of the things I've seen abuse. Some people get it, it's not acceptable. But if you want to say it's acceptable, players get abusing.
No, I don't think it's acceptable, but I just think they've got a...
Seems like that.
They've got a point.
Seems like that if you want to stick up to the fans, it's fine. But I'll not do it. I'll not be on my grave stone that.
I'll not be on my grave stone.
Then if you feel that's the way you want to go. Yeah?
You got a counter?
Just get myself ready for me. I seems Asia go called that chairman out for Aberdeen, didn't it?
How many times have you come in on a Monday after maybe a certain team's had a bad performance and you'd be like, what about fucking them at the weekend? I mean,
but it's fit. Listen, that's before we discussed with your
pals. But he's saying he doesn't do it to the, doesn't go up them and abuse her.
Tell you what, why wouldn't he go up and abuse them? No chance.
Well, there you go.
I wouldn't, he, but I get why they do it. You asked the question.
Remember when you were hanging about that cool winning Rangers bust at the sand?
No, fucking hell.
Imagine that. You know it. So could Motherwell go down?
Aye.
You think so?
I think so. I said I've not been in any game of football. That's it, really. Isn't it? I've said it for a while. I worry about them, and I thought January was going to be so important for them to get recruit Hamels in players in, which is it's so difficult, isn't it?
Here's a question for you, right? Does the pitch play in the opposition team's hands? So you think Achilles' home record with Astro, you think Olivia's home record with Astro, horrible places to go.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Do teams enjoy going to Motherwell playing on that unbelievable pitch? Does that help?
Definitely.
I'd rather play at Motherwell than close to it. I think aye, because of
pitch. Definitely.
That's a good point.
I've already thought that. What
doesn't mean it's right, does it?
No.
So we curveball that one. You don't mind that?
I think they're
Thursday night at the fans.
There's four, the four teams at the bottom.
Ross County, by the way, Ross County, sorry, Kev, just got one of the best pitches in the league by a mile.
Is that a nice pitch, is it?
Oh, Ross County's pitch is very
good. Here, am I right? Who, see the Kelty Hearts goal? Did you see it? The one?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, unbelievable.
They were playing, was it?
Montrose.
Is that Astro?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, they fucking looked amazing. I must have had it in HD on that telly.
That's a subscription to Montrose TV.
I know,
you've got.
It was a Montrose TV subscription. And it must have been on standard definition I signed up to. It looked amazing. And I thought, is that Astro or is that real grass? Because if that's real grass, it's terrific. But
mate,
it was,
Jake Casey, when he came to Rangers and we went to play Hamilton, walked on the ash, he was like, how good's this pitch, by the way? He thought it was grass. So, you've been serious, mate?
It's Astro. That's brilliant, man. Sean Maloney's back in the managerial seat.
Brilliant.
Wigan. Cole Touré sacked 59 days. Never won a game.
9 games he had and 3 of them were against Luton.
Were they?
Aye.
Were they really?
Aye.
Why is that?
Get Keane Luton again.
3 games against
I knew Cole Touré. I coached his boy at Celtic. Lovely guy. Would never have struck me as a manager, if I'm being totally honest. You'd think more a coach than a manager.
Who?
Cole Touré. Coached his boy. His boy was funny, mate.
Was he?
Oh, his boy was
funny. Was he good, though?
He was alright. His boy was alright.
Some joke for Maloney, though, no?
Great, I know after not doing really.
Have they got a good squad of players then they know much about Wigan?
Ah, they've got not bad. They signed the big boy for Sunderland, Charlie Wyke up front, he scores goals. They should be doing better than what they are. I think they're sitting mid table ish.
No, they're at the bottom.
Oh, are they the bottom?
Yeah, they're right in the relegation.
They were sitting mid table last time I looked at it, Paul, a few months ago.
That's a 4-2.
But listen, Sean Maloney, FA Cup winner.
I think their next game's Luton.
Well, no, listen, I'm buzzing the wee man's back in. And it is, I mean, I hope it really does work for him. Because it was hard in the end.
You know, the wee jokes are coming out.
No, listen, Adi, he's a brilliant guy, Sean. Looked out for me a lot.
This
is
rumours they've chained the dugout, got the booster seats in.
No, listen, I do hope it is.
You're not really into any of that sort of part, are you?
No, I don't do that to people. Never say that, but a
that's
young man.
Kev's shoulders.
I wouldn't do that to a young manager. Throwing a young manager on the bus like that, I wouldn't do that. But no, listen, he's a brilliant guy. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy. A brilliant manager. People in media and stuff like that have a wee pop on.
Well, you know, Sean Mill, will he go down there and will he play the exact same way? Even though they're in a relegation battle, will he go and play the exact same way he played up at Hibs, or will you think he'll change it maybe at the end of the season?
He's stubborn. He's very stubborn, Sean. And he'll stick to his guns no matter what. I've said it in the past with physios, not that he never let even physios with younger players get away with mutt-eating. So I think he will, but the problem with Hibs though was they didn't really create much, didn't they, no? They didn't create much chances, so he will need to change something.
He will be the type, Sean, that'll go back and analyse himself and he'll think, is there things that I can maybe do differently, that I need to do differently?
But that's a great question. What do you think, if when you're going out of a relegation battle, we need to be hard to beat first day, or is that the right mentality set?
You need to find the mentality of what the...
Still a lot of football to be played, though, isn't
there? You need to find the mentality of what the dressing room's at, because if their heads are down and they feel like they're in a relegation battle, you've got to change that mindset straight away. How do you change that mindset? Is it just a couple of results? So do you have to be a wee bit dogged, get some points on the board the ugly way? Or do you just get there and say, no, this is the way we're playing and we're going to believe in this way and build confidence that way? There's different ways of doing it, but knowing Sean, I don't know him as well as you. Joking. I don't know Sean
that's
as
a
well.
Bone,
that's a bone. I don't know Sean as well as you, but you can listen to his interviews and stuff. He is meticulous, so... He'll not leave any stones unturned in trying to be successful with Wigan.
I think a big part of it is like what type of players have you got? Have you got the players to play the way he wants to play?
Do we know anything about Wigan? The players Wigan has? I know. I
imagine
know
they must be good. They must be good, aye.
Hopefully it works for him.
Can't believe Tomo didn't get a job, but
Tomo and Yogi.
Hopefully it does.
But the thing is, like, if you are a guy like us, for example, I've only got one way of coaching, so I couldn't go and coach how to kick your ball in behind and how to
how do you know how do you know how to kick it in behind?
Well, I wouldn't know.
You just get the ball at your feet, right?
But I wouldn't know how to coach it.
Said,
so how would you coach that Monday, Friday? Just get boys to kick your ball.
David Stevie Cotley used to do and just fucking. Oh, he was the worst coach ever.
See, I couldn't get my team to play like that. I would. You just need to go and play what your beliefs are.
Somebody started asking you, but this, you really know what you're doing with it. That's what I'm saying.
It's like Klopp, didn't it? That's Klopp about playing more defensively. He says, I don't know how to coach that, mate. I know how to coach one way.
That's a good question. How do you actually coach kicking the ball in behind? How do you
I don't think you would just
need to do an 11v11 every day, wouldn't
you? Back four up, spin it in behind, everyone squeeze. You can coach it, whether you want to coach it or not, obviously a different story.
Quite tough.
I'm not having for a minute that Klopp didn't teach minds how to defend, though. It's a lot of shite, Klopp. He's peace.
Love that for you.
Mate, Klopp's my most hated manager in world football.
Wow.
An excuse for everything.
Like this bit at the end.
Absolute blame complaint culture all the time.
That's a happy
all blame culture every time. I would agree with you, Andy.
What was it, the Brighton game? You wasn't happy
all
again?
All the time, mate. For the last 6 weeks. Everything's somebody else's fault. Blame and complain. That's it.
Said the sun was in his eyes, didn't he?
By the way, unbelievable manager. Don't get me wrong, but nah. It's really an
that was a great his time's coming to an end.
Aye. Nah.
Do you?
The hero, he's a god there, isn't he?
Jason McAteer's taking
it. But how long can it continue? Jason McAteer's
getting it. Do you think they need to give him it though? So see if they brought a new manager, then they would need to sign new players and rebuild. What he's done at Liverpool, should you give him the time to rebuild a team? So they're a new manager. So because Alex Ferguson done that, remember a couple of years where Chelsea came in and won the league for a few years, Fergie fell down third, fourth. And then
I think he was ever in the position of Liverpool.
No, 9th, 10th in the league and coming out of
how many players think Liverpool need? You're saying rebuild.
Full midfield.
Fabinho at the back. Would he go, the boy Gomez who was being raved about, he's lost a bit. Van Dijk came, didn't he come back exactly?
No, got a striker. They signed
Ben Darwin.
He doesn't even get a game now.
He's injured, I think.
No, he was on the bench yesterday. Was
it? Ben Doak. Build a team around Ben Doak.
Ben Doak would be great. Midfield, I'm saying.
You want Roy Evans to get out of here, didn't you?
Remember that with Carragher? That's his favourite manager ever, Roy Evans, and Carragher went like, is it? And looked at me. That was a bad day.
Talking about Cole, 258 days, have you ever played for a team where annoyed the manager was sacked, or you said, who did you say, McCarthy? think it was right that when you look back, was it a right decision for them to get rid of them at that time?
I don't know. I still think they should have kept.
They kept you up.
Big mix back.
Did you see his interview talking to Nathan Jones?
Brilliant.
Amazing, that.
Brilliant.
Does not give a fuck now, didn't he?
He kicks out his swearing.
He's swearing.
Which never he would never do in the media, but what was he says? I'll tell you why I fucking like Nathan Jones.
He went on one, mate, didn't he?
He's a fucking great coach. And he's earned his stripes, and he's worked his way up to this point. Yeah, and he got a hit.
He's had a few smacks on the
arse. He came back down, but he's back up again. Yeah. Fucking says, I thought it was brilliant.
Mm. What about you, manager sack?
Well, but on the eye. He's what probably think, the... he's definitely the main one I can think of.
Is he in football, Warburton? He's a coach for West Ham?
Aye.
He's with Moyes, isn't he?
Aye, he has been Moyes, aye.
Aye, but he was flying with Stuart Pearson, and he came in. It'd have been a shocker. I'm not blaming him for that, but I don't think Pike Pierce seats left and they've not been the same. Because they were flying for years, mate, and then he's got that. Pierce's fucking knowledge in fact was outstanding.
Well, that's what you're saying about style of coaching. Like, Warburton was very possession based.
And Moyes doesn't really play
that. I wouldn't say it's the way he watches the players. I'm a fit for West Ham and Moyes, but.
Maybe Moyes wants to evolve into that sort of football passing team.
Maybe he's an East side because the West Ham fans are critical of his style of play.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
well, it's on managers getting sacked, I actually got Jim Jeffries a sack and then I phoned him up 2 days later when he got the Hearts job and said, "You take me a Hearts."
How did you get my sack?
Because what
leaked
happened?
Leaked photos and didn't
you? No, what happened? it was actually a chairman gate. Was that
when the chairman phoned me?
Chairman phoned me, yeah, and says, "How you doing, Kevin? You want to come down and talk about a new deal?" And I was like, "Aye, that'd be good, aye. Well, we're unlucky on Saturday." I went, "No, we weren't unlucky, we were shite." He says, "What do you mean we were shite?" I says, "Well, unlucky's when something doesn't go your way, like a ricochet off somebody's arse, whatever." I says, "That playing very well, it's just playing rubbish." And he went, "All right, do you want to come down and talk about the manager's tactics then as well while you're down?" I went, "No, that's not my role." And so I tell Billy.
Fuck.
And then fucking 3 days later, Jim was sacked.
Fucking hell. Really? So was that Michael Johnson?
Aye. Wanted to talk about the gaffer's tactics with me because I was a captain at the time. And
do you think chairmans do that a lot?
And I was like, "No, that's not my role." And I was sitting there then. I then phoned somebody and said, "What would you do?" And he says, "I would tell your assistant manager, if you've got respect to your manager and your assistant, you would tell them if that's what the chairman's
what
asking."
What did Billy say when you
phoned him? And Billy's, "Fucking hell, why did you phone Jim, Kev? I'll phone you back."
And then did Jim phone you?
And then Jim phoned me and I just said, and then it kind of spiralled for there. And then Michael Johnson sacked him a week or two later.
Fucking hell.
And then Jim got the Hearts job and I got moved to Hearts. It was winner, chicken dinner.
You ever have a manager you thought was sacked early?
Matt Roberts. And the run was terrible, and I mean this, the run was terrible, but if you looked at it, we had no defenders at all. And I felt so, you mean you know about the lower Scottish League with the budget. You yawned when I was talking, was it that bad?
Sorry, mate.
Was that bad, innit? Just stop. But no, the budget.
So he must have been the year after me he got sacked down, wasn't
it? And the results were terrible, but I mean, the dressing room was great, they started really well, and then we had genuinely defenders at all. So if you looked at that, you think that's why they might be conceding a lot and no winning points. So
didn't they have big Mark Campbell playing at the time, did they?
Big Bobo, aye.
Big Bobo.
One of the worst I've seen.
Did Weghorst play for Man U at the weekend when you went to watch?
How was he? Never touched the ball. They generally, you can see they didn't pass him the ball.
It's mad.
But he just occupies it. It's mad. He is good defensively, like pressing that. He works his body. But they didn't pass him the ball, mate.
It's good to have it for them.
2 goals and 20 for Burnley and get a move to Man U. I know he's been a couple of loans, but
power of a target, man. You get a move all the time. Even when you're pissed.
What's for dinner tonight?
I'll tell you what's for dinner tonight.
I like that.
I'm hearing prawn linguine.
Hearing?
Hearing,
prawn linguine?
Prawn linguine.
I think I'm hearing beef stroganoff.
What's beef stroganoff?
Just beef with mushrooms. Rice, mushrooms and creamy sauce.
Fajitas for me.
What one do you get? Do you get a barbecue or the fiery tomato?
The barbecue.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you haven't, Paul?
I've got a Marks and Spencer's lasagna, seen the fridge.
Oh, nice.
Marks and Spencer's.
Tesco shit dinner.
I'll tell you what the best thing of Marks and Spencer's is. Marks and Spencer's butter chicken. Fucking dynamite,
is
honestly.
I'll tell you that with mash.
Yeah, watch it.
No mash. Fucking pure rice.
What, butter chicken with mash?
Marks is butter chicken with mash. It's a fucking Indian dish.
Oh, is that a curry?
Fucking curry dish with mash.
I thought it was like a chicken Kiev you were talking about, like butter.
Oh, I've not had a chicken Kiev in a while.
Fuck's sake.
That's a scoop.
Why didn't you have both? On the one plate?
No, freezer surprise tonight, maybe.
Are you hearing, see with your lasagna, did it tell me just put lasagna, do you like salad or?
No, I have butter bread.
Oh, nice.
What do you put in your salad cream? Do you put any your lasagna? Do you put salad cream on your lasagna? No?
Mate, what are you talking about?
Salad cream, not a fucking
salad cream on lasagna?
Aye. Tomato ketchup on macaroni.
No.
No, that's no bad diet. That's not
right.
I understand it more than salad cream on a lasagna.
Salad cream on lasagna.
What's the worst thing you've seen somebody do in my food? Like, sorry, putting
put on their.
A lot of people went in that.
What's that? My old man's the worst, mate. My dad, he's a fucking caveman.
I
see. So it's like Steph's family's quite well to doing that. So when we first started going out, I think the two families came down to Swindon. We used to got a place called Rendezvous, so they just put the food in the middle. All the stuff. So if you wanted a wee bit of something, you would obviously put your spoon in, but my dad would just be like that, fucking hands in every mouth.
I love it for him, but it's embarrassing, and I do love it for him, but it is awkward.
But even like, see if you said to me, but oh, fuck off.
Shut up.
When I used to, we used to go to like, when I first started the thing, I mean, we used to order like a Chinese. So in my house, when you ordered your dish, that was your dish. And I remember they ordered a Chinese and it was everybody, and somebody started taking a bit of my dish. I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
Break them.
Put your hands in that.
You didn't have a wee bit.
So when you order a Chinese, they put all the Chinese out, and I'm like, wait to get my Sichuan chicken, and fucking somebody's got their spoon. And I'm like, I'm sitting there thinking, fucking take on a bit of that Sichuan chicken. I'm really fucking
one dish and you get Sichuan chicken.
Aye, I'm fucking thinking that night was Sichuan chicken. Where they say they're taking wee bits of everybody's, and I'm thinking, in my house, when you order your dish, that's your dish.
That's the most passionate I've ever seen you.
What is your favourite dish, Chinese? Maryland.
No, I like the salt and chilli chicken.
That's me.
Aye. Curry sauce, salt and chilli chips. See the salt and chilli chips that with Hemo and Croy? They're battered. So the chips are covered in batter and then salt and pepper in the batter. Fucking dynamite.
You make mammoth water, I think that.
Or homie. Is it homie?
Do you know my dad does? He goes round at 5, he leaves at the house at 9:20 at night and goes to all the Tesco's and gets see all the
yellow
stuff.
Stickers.
Yellow stickers.
We used to do that.
It's good, that, innit?
Peter Head got the yellow stickers.
Brilliant, now.
Brilliant. What a show.
No,
that was good.
That was a good show today.
Are you ready to just keep going?
No, there was... I get the train the other day to training. Boy on the train gives a lift. Half a train with his motor.
What? You just got speaking to him on the train?
Speaking to him on the train, he was like, I'll get a lift anyway.
Tell you what, Steve, your hair's looking tremendous, by the way.
Do you think I need the transplant?
No.
There, but look.
Nah.
Also, let's say we lived in Old Trafford, but three people came up and said about open goal.
Right,
Old Trafford, mate. I had a lot of Irish, I think it was the Irish boys.
It's mad,
separate occasions.
You think of your life before?
And then a guy came up in the hotel, Irish guy again, David somebody. And bought us a red wine. David McGuinness. There you go.
Was it?
Yes.
Don't think you remember his name, man.
Andy Carroll. Spoke to Andy Carroll.
Was he at Old Trafford?
Mate, he was top man, Andy Carroll.
He got a picture with Frankie, didn't he?
But then after the game, when we were in the hotel, he came on sat as well.
Did you ever play against him, though?
Nah.
Where was the seats? You in hospitality?
No, in hospitality, but great seats, mate.
Stadium's amazing, isn't it?
It's brilliant, man. Love Old Trafford.
Can you understand why
guys... Get a side on that at half-time as well. I love that, mate.
What was you going to say, Chris? A cracker? Can't remember it now.
No, we should do.
Tell me.
We've not done a road trip to a game. See, we've done the Peter Heath Scottish Cup.
It'd be good to do an English game, innit?
Kev drove.
Forest Green. Forest Green.
Drive, Kev, do.
That's a great shot.
A big dunk.
Because Forest Green's down there,
enough. Dylan and Regan Henry's there as well.
Aye, but if we're going to Forest Green, can we take our own food? Because I'm hearing none of the fucking vegan shite.
Hey, each to their own.
We need to do a wee road trip for a game of football again.
Road trip to where? Who could we go?
Why don't we do the soccer Saturday where they go for a night out? Why don't we do it but we have to go to their game the week after?
Why don't we go to all our former clubs?
Aye.
Oh, that's a fucking good.
We go to Azerbaijan next week,
yeah.
No, why don't we do that and then we go in, right? And we ask the staff and what they thought of them.
Well, no need to travel too far for you anyway, so
Milton Keynes, wee man. Bolton England.
Right, boys.
No, I'm saying, hold on now.
Got to keep warm. There you go.
Mate, please, you're not my own.
Come on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.